Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson.
We will not rest until we restore a culture of life in America for ourselves and our posterity.
About 500,000 pro-life supporters, including Vice President Mike Pence and 3,000 Missourians, attended today's March for Life in Washington, D.C. Rachel Leininger of the Archdiocese of St. Louis is there to rally against the anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortions.
Most of the people who come to this march hope that in future years we won't need to be here. But the reason why we come back time and time again is to stand with others who have the same beliefs and to be a witness to life.
A similar march and vigil is also being held today in Kansas City. Missouri State University in Springfield has given the all clear after issuing a campus-wide alert this afternoon in response to a report of an armed man seen running from a residence hall. Missouri State says no one was hurt, but the suspect did demand cash. A professional soccer stadium is one step closer to becoming a reality for downtown St. Louis after the Board of Aldermen give it approval for a final vote next week. Dave Peacock says Major League Soccer would be an economic boon for the Gateway City.
Part of this is a vision of St. Louis being something bigger and better than it is today. And MLS soccer isn't the one piece that takes care of that, but it is a piece.
If the board gives the green light next week, the issue will be placed on the April citywide ballot. More big economic news for one of the fastest growing counties in Missouri. Brian Howsworth reports.
The St. Charles Association of Realtors says the St. Charles County real estate market set new records in 2016. The group says homes are selling in record numbers and for record amounts. The association says in 2016, the median home in St. Charles County sold for a record $200,000. Brian Howsworth, Missouri Net.
Missouri's first recorded female mountain lion since 1994 has been confirmed through saliva found on a dead elk in southern Missouri's Shannon County. Conservation Department biologist Laura Conley says most confirmed cases of mountain lions are from the Ozark region and along the Missouri River.
What we're seeing with mountain lions are dispersers that are passing through the state. And so we get hundreds of sightings that come through. The vast majority of those sightings turn out to be other animals, sometimes domestic dogs, sometimes bobcats.
According to conservation officials, the risk of a mountain lion attack in Missouri remains highly unlikely. A southern Missouri man shot his brother to death last night in Ava. Another man was shot in the arm during the fight. And a southeast Missouri woman and her two children have died in what investigators believe was a murder-suicide. 32-year-old Laura Coleman and her children were found dead in their home near Fair Dealing. This is Missouri Net News.